This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, May 20th. I'm Patricia Naft. It's 8 o'clock. A recent report finds Colorado has more than doubled its number of craft breweries since 2009. KVNF's Laura Palmisano takes us to two local breweries where the owners talk about the industry's success.
That's what it sounds like to pour a pint of Colorado-brewed craft beer. The state's craft brewery industry is doing well, according to a report by the University of Colorado Boulder's Lead School of Business. The report, commissioned by the Colorado Brewers Guild, finds the state ranks third in the nation, just behind California and Washington, in the number of craft breweries.
You can bet that the big boys at Coors don't manually dump their kettle.
Mike King owns Revolution Brewery in Paonia, which opened 6 years ago.
I started as a brewer and became a businessman, so that side of it's, you know, newer to me than you might believe.
The study says brewery owners like King and the industry overall had an economic benefit, which includes employee wages and the buying and selling of goods in the state of $826 million last year. That's up from $704 million in 2012.
We account for a very, very small percentage of those millions. millions do not cross this brewery's path. But we have grown. We used to brew 22 gallons a day, and today we'll brew 250 gallons. So that's, 1,000. However you move those decimal points around, I think that's 1,000% growth over the 6 years.
50 miles away in the city of Montrose, Brandon Fry runs Two Rascals Brewery.
Brewing is dirty. You get water and stuff all over the floor and beer and everything else.
The report says there are 232 craft breweries in the state, and that number continues to climb.
It's great for the state as a whole. You know, we get a lot of people that are traveling through that are basically going around the entire state of Colorado trying to visit as many microbreweries as they can. It's very similar to what wine was several years ago. You know, people going to vineyards and stuff like that, which they still do, but it's nice for the craft beer industry that people are making their vacations around just stopping at different breweries and trying different stuff.
Fry's operation is small, but he's hoping to hire more staff in the near future.
As far as employees go, it's just me and my business partner, Daniel Leonardi. Our parents help us out quite a bit with our new expansion and hoping to start distributing. We're probably going to have to hire probably another 5 to 10 people to keep up with demand.
The study also finds the industry employs about 5,000 people in Colorado. King says between his brewery and tasting room, he employs 6 people, and business is good.
And what's happened is we've been able to expand with our canning and stuff, so we get to sell beer in Crested Butte and Gunnison and Delta and Hotchkiss and Grand Junction. We've been able to survive sort of a hit to the local economy because we produce something that also gets sold outside of Paonia.
When I open it all the way, it'll get clear.
Jesse Zimmerman works for King as a brewer.
I've been working here for 3 years in the brewery. I love it. I love working here. It's a great job to have, especially in Paonia, where there's not a ton of work for people that live here year-round.
King says he thinks the industry will continue to grow.
I think that you have more small breweries because people are coming to the beer.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Restaurants and schools near Montrose may have a new option soon to get farm-fresh produce. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The city of Montrose just got a state grant to help plan out a new food hub for the Montrose market. The food hub will be like a distribution center, bringing in local produce, packaging it, and sending it out to local restaurants and institutions like schools. But that's not all. Wade Nichols is the executive director at the Montrose Downtown Development Authority.
And then also, one of the key things is a community-certified kitchen that can be used by maybe people who have extra fruit and want to make jellies, jams, and spreads, or who want to make a salsa that they have a particular recipe for. We want to have a kitchen that's available if someone has an idea for a new restaurant that they could come in and test their recipes.
The big draw here is that these businesses could do this without having to make the huge investment of making their own kitchen. Wade also notes that it won't be just for businesses. He hopes to have cooking classes there where people can learn in the certified commercial kitchen. Wade says this food hub could mean a lot for Montrose.
Montrose Montrose has traditionally been an agricultural center, and we want to make sure that it remains such. It's important for us to make sure that all of our farmers in the area are doing well, and that we have the next generation seeing that farming is a viable alternative for their career as well.
Carol Parker is the president of the Valley Food Partnership. They worked with the city to establish the community support that really won them the grant.
Well, it's been quite amazing. As I said, we have 12 participating partners already. And now that we have the grant in hand, we'll be widening that circle. And because we have sort of a very diverse group in mind that would utilize this space, we think that because of our size around here, that we can really keep that space humming and keep it busy and sustain the space over the long term.
The $11,000 grant they received is just the first step. Wade and Carol can now do a feasibility study, pretty much planning out how this whole thing will be organized and structured. They expect the study to be done early next year. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Colorado just became the first state to allow terminally ill patients to try experimental medication. The Right to Try bill was just signed into law by Governor Hickenlooper over the weekend. While the terminally ill could petition companies for untested drugs before, this new law will protect the business from getting sued if the patient suffers from side effects or dies. Patients dying from their medication is why the Food and Drug Administration has rigorous drug trials, but those trials can last years, and for those with terminal conditions, waiting for years to become more of a gamble than trying experimental drugs. According to the Coloradan, the bill's supporters hope that this law will make it easier and quicker for sick people to get access to new drugs. Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.